From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Senate negotiators have reached a deal on comprehensive immigration legislation. It would give legal status to the estimated 12 million undocumented aliens in the United States. It also calls for new border security measures and makes it somewhat more difficult for immigrants to bring family members into the country. The full Senate is scheduled to take up the bill next week. And as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, President Bush says he looks forward to signing it.
The measure was the product of some 2 months of behind-closed-doors negotiations that included a bipartisan group of senators and two cabinet secretaries. Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts announced the deal this afternoon.
Politics is the art of the possible, and the agreement we just reached is the best possible chance we will have in years to secure our borders, bring millions of people out of the shadows and into the sunshine of America.
The complex legislation, some 380 pages long, addresses a number of thorny problems, including a porous border with Mexico, lax enforcement of existing immigration laws, and the 12 million immigrants in the U.S. illegally. The measure would allow those undocumented aliens to get provisional, or Z visas, allowing them to stay in the U.S. legally. But to move towards citizenship, the heads of households of those immigrants would have to return first to their home country. Immigrants would also need to learn English, pay a fine of $5,000, and then, as several senators put it, get at the back of the line for citizenship. The process could take a dozen years or more. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was one of the negotiators.
So this started out as a process to deal with illegal immigration. I think we've got a bill that reflects who we are as Americans. And the people who will get to participate in this program will get a chance to be American on our terms, not theirs.
The measure also provides for a temporary or guest worker program in which workers would be allowed into the country for 2-year periods but would then have to leave. Another controversial provision changes the priority for those seeking work visas. Visas would be awarded on a point system based on the type of job and education level of the applicant. Immediate family members would also qualify for visas, but it would be harder for extended family members to receive them. Supporters of the agreement insisted none of this amounted to amnesty, as conservative critics of the deal are already charging. Florida Republican Mel Martinez said it provided instead for security.
I think it's essential to have a worker verification ID. And then beyond that, to have a guest worker program that actually is a guest worker program, while at the same time looking to the people that are here today and allowing them to know that they're going to have a future, that they need not fear the migra is going to come get them anymore.
The measure orders the hiring of 6,000 additional Border Patrol agents and steps up enforcement on the border with unmanned surveillance aircraft, vehicle barriers, and additional fencing. Employers would face tougher sanctions if they were caught hiring undocumented workers. Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia says it will be up to Congress to provide money for all of the new provisions to ensure the bill's success.
If we don't do the funding, if the secretary doesn't install the barriers, doesn't hire the agents, doesn't get the unmanned aerial vehicles, doesn't get the ground positioning radar, if we don't have a verifiable biometric identification for all people coming in, you have no bill.
Some Senate Democrats were cool to the legislation. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said he has serious concerns about some aspects of the bill, calling it a starting point for debate. President Bush, who's not had much success in dealing with congressional Democrats on Iraq, held out hope that immigration would provide him a legislative victory.
Immigration is a tough issue for a lot of Americans. The agreement reached today is one that'll help enforce our borders, but equally importantly, it'll treat people with respect. This is a bill where people who live here in our country will be treated without amnesty, but without animosity.
The agreement will face its first hurdle on Monday in the Senate, where 60 votes will be required to begin debate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.